Unit 3. Recording 7.
I'm not the kind of person who likes extreme activities like bungee jumping or skydiving, and in fact, I'd never do any of those sorts of things. So the activity I'd like to recommend may seem quite boring to some of you, and very simple. It's jumping off a 3-metre platform into water. Anyway, I'll try to explain why it was so special. A few years ago, I was at a lake with a friend, and there was a jumping platform about 3 metres above the surface of the lake. You know, the sort of thing made of wood. And anyway, people were jumping off it into the water and having a good time, so we decided to try it. We waited till there was no one around because neither of us was feeling particularly courageous. I remember walking to the edge of the platform and looking down and thinking to myself, the water is a long way down. I felt really nervous, but eventually I gathered my courage and walked back a few steps. Then I ran and jumped into the water. Actually, I didn't exactly jump into the water. I jumped into the air, or that's what it felt like. Air all around me for ages. It felt like some of the longest few seconds of my life. I was determined to keep my eyes open, but involuntarily they closed out of fear. I braced myself for impact, which came eventually, of course, and it almost hurt the way I hit the water and travelled quickly to the muddy bottom. I swam to the edge and climbed up to the level of the platform again. My friend had just done her jump and was also climbing out. I was amazed how scared I'd felt, and at the fact that I hadn't been able to keep my eyes open. I told myself that if I did it again, I could surely keep my eyes open and relax and enjoy it. I drew in a deep breath, ran and jumped into the air, and it was exactly the same as the first time. I'd recommend this experience because it really makes you understand something about fear in a situation where, in fact, there's no danger. Maybe for some people it's not a big deal, but for me it was because it taught me a lot about myself and how well I can control my feelings, or not.